Hello, I'm Giles Brandreth, and you are at Post 13 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. At the edge of this field, beneath the trees and scrub, conditions are shadier. You may notice that many of the plants growing here have leaves with a larger surface area to catch the maximum amount of light. These plants also tend to have inconspicuous green or white flowers. This is because, unlike plants of open grassland, they don't require brightly coloured flower heads to attract high-flying insects and pollinators. In this area, you might see two common plants of shady woodland. Dog's Mercury is a light green, bristly plant which forms dense carpets in woodland. It's an indicator of ancient woodland, which has been continuously wooded since at least the year 1600. Dog's Mercury is poisonous, and its name came about because it was thought of as being only fit for dogs. Like Dog's Mercury, ivy forms dense carpets on shady woodland floors, but it also grows up trees. Ivy is a very important plant for wildlife and provides nectar, pollen, and berries in the autumn and winter months when there's little other food available. Its dense, evergreen foliage also offers roosting sites for bats and birds and a home for small mammals and hibernating insects. In the autumn, you may find fallen crab apples on the ground in this area. The crab apple has been revered since ancient times, as it's one of the few trees which supports mistletoe. In Norse mythology, the crab apple fruit was thought to be the food of the gods and was believed to give them immortality. In the Middle Ages, whole roasted pigs were often served with an apple in their mouth. Today, we compromise and have apple sauce instead. In this shady area, particularly during wet weather, you may come across the Roman snail. This is the largest British snail and is thought to have been introduced to this country by the Romans for food. It's familiar to many people as the escargot sold in French restaurants, but the Roman snail is a protected species in England, and collecting them to eat is now illegal. This snail is only found on chalky soils, as the chalk is used to form both the shell and a membrane produced across its opening during hibernation. This membrane is only found on the Roman snail and is responsible for the scientific name Helix pomatia, from the Greek poma, meaning a door. To continue walking the nature trail, bear left out of the trees and cross the valley bottom and horse ride. Go through the Kissing Gate, continue up the hill, and Post 14 will be on your left-hand side.